We're going to continue our discussion of faith and politics with a conversation with Saqib Ali. In 2007, he became the first Muslim elected to the Maryland State Legislature, and now he's back in the spotlight. In a recent op-ed for our local newspaper, the Maryland Gazette, Ali wrote about how he came to support same-sex marriage or marriage equality. That stance has earned the appreciation of gay rights advocates, but has also, in his words, earned him much grief from his most conservative supporters and clergy. Saqib Ali joins us now in our Washington, D.C. studios. Delegate Ali, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
You had a very eclectic and international upbringing for those who aren't aware. You were born in Chicago,
yes.
But you went to middle school and high school in Saudi Arabia,
mm-hmm.
And then you came back to Maryland for college, and you stayed there. Can I just ask what attracted you to politics?
My family is, in a way, very political. They're South Asian, and as is common in amongst many South Asian families, the topic du jour around the dinner table is always politics. And what I found was that my family was always, you know, complaining and whining about the status quo and this politician and that politician. And they always had very lofty ideals. They said, you know, this is the way it should be. And they'd have these grand debates and grand discussions. Then they'd have some tea and then they'd take a nap. I asked a few of them, hey, do you ever actually vote? And the answer was no. I thought, you know, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to get out there and actually vote and organize people to vote and take lots of people to the polls. And, you know, before you know it, when you take enough people to the polling station to vote for, you know, candidate X, you take enough people with you, you think, maybe I could get these people to vote for me.
So I want to talk about your op-ed coming out, as it were, mm-hmm. in support of same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. It would have been very easy for you to just take a pass on this issue, but you decided not only to support same-sex marriage, but to be outspoken about it. And I wanted to ask you about that.
What I feel is that people have elected me to not only do what is popular, but to do what is right. And I think that's the real definition of a leader. But if people always did what was popular only, we probably would never have had the Civil Rights Act in the 60s. And lots of other good ideas would not have become law of the land. So personally, it's against my religion.
I wanted to mention that you mentioned in your op-ed that Islam expressly prohibits, I don't know if it expressly prohibits marriage, but same-sex relations per se. So I guess by extension, marriage?
Well, homosexual acts are prohibited. It doesn't go into, you know, legislative policy, but homosexual acts are very clearly prohibited in Islam, as they are in many other religions. But as I said in my column, if I simply use my position in the legislature to legislate my religion into law, that would really be short-sighted indeed. I represent people who are of all faiths and of no faiths. And if I simply try to force my religion onto all these people and the people of Maryland, as they do in a theocracy, I would be doing a disservice to my constituents and a disservice to my religion, in fact.
Is it your position that you are acting contrary to the tenets of your faith, that you don't agree with it, or that you are acting as a public official representing the totality of your constituency and acting in what you believe to be the best interest of your entire constituency, despite your own personal beliefs?
I'd say the latter. I'm acting as a public official, and that is separate from my religious life. I, of course, would not be engaged in a gay marriage myself simply because I'm not gay. It would violate the tenets of my faith, and my clergy would not approve, of course. But, you know, I have to take off that hat sometimes. And as a public official, I have to look what's best for public policy. And there's a very strict separation, in my mind, between church and state, or religion and state.
You're right. I expect someday people will look back at this fight for equality like we now look back on oddly antiquated anti-miscegenation laws. I'm proud that I'll have stood on the right side of history in support of full marital rights for same-sex couples. And I'm just curious if you think most of your constituents agree with you on this point, that this is a logical extension of the struggle for human and civil rights in this country? And when do you think that this country will recognize, if indeed it will? You seem to think that it will.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
When?
Well, 6 states out of 50 have already recognized full same-sex marriage. You can go to Connecticut, Massachusetts, Iowa, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, and any of those places, and go and get married today. It's only a matter of time. I believe by 2011, we're going to have legalized same-sex marriage in Maryland and probably lots of other states. So this is a tide that's building. If you look at all the polls, I don't know exactly in my district where we are. I suspect we're somewhere in the middle. But if you look at all the polls, there's a huge generational gap on this issue. People under 30 almost, you know, overwhelmingly support marriage equality.
And what do you say to your constituents, including, I'm sure, members of the clergy of not just your faith, but others who say, you're just wrong. This is just wrong, and that you shouldn't support it because it's morally wrong. It's religiously wrong. What do you say?
Well, to the members of the clergy and to my family members who are very upset at me, I say, look, I understand that you disagree. And if you are opposed to this, I strongly urge you not to perform same-sex marriages. If you're uncomfortable with it, do not perform them in your church. Do not approve them personally. But let those people in this state who want those same rights and protections that come with civil marriage, let them have that. Because it doesn't affect my marriage. It doesn't affect anybody else's marriage. It doesn't harm us in any way.
And what kind of reaction are you getting to your piece since it appeared?
Frankly, most people I've talked to are very pleased, and they say that you've taken a bold stand. And they also are very pleased that I didn't try and tiptoe around the whole religious issue. They're pleased that I've said, you know, I'm not trying to whitewash the prohibition in my religion, which is clearly there.
Saqib Ali represents District 39 in the Maryland State Legislature. He represents Montgomery County, Maryland, and he was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. If you're interested in reading his op-ed piece, we'll have a link on our website. Just go to the newnpr.org, go to programs, and click on Tell Me More. Delegate Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.